Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Angela Cherry with Fred Film Radio from the Venice Film Festival here with Maggie Gyllenhaal, director of The Lost Daughter. Good afternoon.
Hi.
You're here. This is your first film as a director. How does it feel?
It feels amazing. Yeah, it really does.
The film is taken from a book by Elena Ferrante by the same title that you were very fond of.
Yeah.
What was it that brought you to the idea of turning it into a film?
Well, I started with the Neapolitan novels, My Brilliant Friend, and yeah. Like many people did. And I had never read anything like them before. I felt like she was saying out loud in those books truthful things about being a woman in the world that I just had never heard expressed. And it kind of scared me because some of the things she was talking about were really dark, and I related to them. And then it also really comforted me to think, okay, somebody else is feeling this. Someone else is writing about this and thinking about this. And I thought how kind of dangerous and exciting it would be to recreate an experience like that, not alone in your room, before you go to sleep in the dark, but in a room full of people in a movie theater, sitting next to maybe your daughter or your mother or your husband, to feel something really truthful mm-hmm. being said out loud in a situation like that, which is why I wanted to adapt it.
Which actually is, it's really daring too, because you have to say something that is not socially accepted. It's not what people wanted to hear, but it's probably what most women feel about, for example, being a mother, because
yeah.
all the film
well,
is...
Not socially accepted, but I think people want to hear the truth
oh, yeah.
expressed.
Mm-hmm.
When you know, even like comedians, sometimes they'll say something and you're like, oh my God, did you just say that out loud? That's true, but we're not supposed
never
to say
that. Yeah.
You know, and then you're like, makes you laugh or maybe makes you cry or, you know, whatever. It makes you feel alive, mm-hmm. you know, so, yeah.
And how do you work about adapting this? Because the book has this two level of narrative, the present and the past. In the film, there is a very continuous alternative editing of the past and the present. How was it for you to keep it together in terms of writing and of directing?
It's interesting. I mean, the movement from the past to the present was very, very carefully constructed. And although certainly elements of it changed as we were cutting, where the past came in never changed
mm-hmm.
from where I had originally conceived it to
yeah.
be. I have a lot of feelings about this. Like, I think it's okay if when Jesse Buckley comes in, you don't know who she is, where she is, where you are, why are we here? I like that feeling. Mm. I actually think about the Italian film, what is it called? I'm forgetting. It's Matteo Garrone.
Which one of Matteo Garrone?
I'm just so jet lagged. Gomorrah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
isn't that Matteo
yeah,
Garrone?
Yeah.
Gomorrah. When I was watching that movie, I was like, where am I? Who is that person? How is that person related to this? Wait, where am I going? And, of course, if you keep it going too long, you lose people. But if you keep it just a little, everyone's on the edge of their seat, using mm-hmm. their mind and their heart to figure out where you are. And so, in terms of that, I wanted that. I was inspired by that, and then eventually you start to settle into, okay, I think this might be Leda Young,
mm-hmm.
And I think that was the biggest risk in the film, to be honest. Two actresses playing the same person, but isn't it wild how it works?
Yeah, it works.
It's this kind of poetic.
It works because actually you ask for some attention from the audience, but once that you got it, it just goes.
I think it works? Because everyone knows they're not the same person. They're two famous actresses, and we know who they are. But fundamentally, what they're saying, what they're doing is honest.
Mm-hmm.
And so you go with it, you know? It becomes like a poem, I
yeah.
think.
Yeah.
So.
And there is another thing that I wanted to ask you about the pace of the film, because it has like this thriller taste to it continuously. So you always... waiting for something bad to happen because there is a construction towards this. Was it something that you were looking for, and was it difficult to make it?
I wanted to use the language of a classic thriller, even with the kind of objectification in the beginning of Nina, her body. Oh, we're used to seeing, like, you know, Monica Vitti and a kind of, you know, to play with all of that, to set that up as the language and then flip it, you know, and then change it. And then what ends up happening, what ends up being dangerous is very different than what you think is going to end up being dangerous.
Absolutely.
You know, and in fact, Nina gets up from her, you know, position of being, you know, objectified and admired and speaks and has needs and hunger. And, you know, so I did intend that.
Intend to do that. Well, thank you very much. Thanks a lot to Maggie Gyllenhaal, director of The Lost Daughter here at the Venice Film Festival, first feature. So good luck for that.
Thank you.
I'm Angela Cherby for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.